Joining me is Andrew Kane, founder and executive producer of Planet Heart's annual World Peace Earth Day celebration, which began in 2007. He is also a vibrational sound channel, singer, songwriter, and vibrational poet, sharing his gifts to be a connector and transmitter of world peace, oneness, and unconditional love. Having been awakened to unity consciousness 21 years ago and activated with channeling, clairescence, and clairaudience, and receiving higher dimensional frequencies of galactic sound channeling, sacred chants, and sacred poetry, all connected to oneness and peace. He is also an ambassador for peace. His name, Andrew Kane, if scrambled, is an acronym, spells reawakened, which he feels is his true soul name, to be reawakened Andrew Kane, reawakening others to remember we are all one heart beating with Earth Mother, Gaia, and all her living creatures and plants. And I want to say hello and welcome Andrew back to Heart of Mind Radio. And we're going to be speaking about the annual World Peace Earth Day celebration, which is going to take place on Saturday, April 21st. And that's, of course, this year, 2018, and it's at the New York Church, 114 East 35th Street in New York. It starts at 6:30 sharp, doors open at 6, it goes till 9:45, and there is an advance price, there's an at-door price, so you might want to check that out. For tickets and info, visit www.planetheart.com. You can call 212-222-5432, and you can also go to earthday@wetheworld.org. And this event, it's a very special event. Again, it's on Saturday, April 21st, the annual World Peace Earth Day celebration, and it is presented by Planet Heart in association with We the World and Jody Sirota. So with getting that information out for people, we'll give it again at the end of the program. Andrew, welcome, and tell us something about Andrew for those who might not have heard you speak before.
Thank you, Catherine. It's so honored to be on your show. I love you and the work that you do. My path has been very interesting. For the past 21 years, I've been on this, like, energy frequency of unity consciousness. And I feel that it's when we come together and let go, we all become connected. Like, when we come to gatherings, like this, the one that I'm bringing people on the April 21st, when we come to community gatherings that have inspiration of music or talks, people come together and feel united and connected. And that's why I do these events. I really feel very importantly connected to not only the earth, but people. I feel that when we connect, we let go of our differences, our backgrounds, our ethnicities, our, you know, orientations, whatever it is, we become one. When we really feel, especially with music, I really feel that music is the gateway to connecting to our hearts and connecting to our souls and realizing that we're all connected. Yes, we have differences. Yes, we have, you know, different ethnicities and religion and this and that. But the thing is, we're human. We're one human race. And we're living on this beautiful planet. And it's so important for us to have these gatherings, wherever they are, at yoga facilities, you know, there's many different things happening around the world that are awakening people to a higher consciousness, realizing that we're all connected. And it's so important with the things that are happening in our planet, the violence that's still going on, to bring together people and connect people and allow ourselves to really feel one. And connected to others and feel our hearts connected to other people's hearts and feel our hearts connected to the world and nature, music is also so important. So that's why, you know, I've been getting all this sound channeling and music and sacred chants and poetry, all related to oneness. And it's interesting, you know, I was, my name, Andrew Kane, it was saying, it spells reawakened. And it's interesting because I didn't know that when I started becoming awakened until my friend told me. My friend told me my name. Do you know it spells reawakened? And that's like all the work I've been getting is about reawakening to that we're all one.
Beautiful.
So, yeah.
That's really beautiful. And also I'd love for you to speak towards your connection to Earth. And it's really important because the work you're doing is you're connecting annual World Peace Earth Day celebration, but it's about connecting as well to the heart, as you were saying.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting. I had my awakening experience in 1996, but in 1998, I was doing some writing, and I looked at the word Earth, and I saw that the word Earth had H at the end, and I was told clairaudiently to move the letter H and bring it to the beginning of the word to spell heart, planet heart. We're all one heartbeat beating as one with Mother Earth. So my connection to Earth actually began in college because I was taking sociology. I was a sociology major. I was so fascinated by our society and our world that, you know, when I wanted to major in college, there was no other major I wanted that I was crossing everything out. Sociology was the only major. And I had this professor, Jules Bergman, and he just opened me up to the world because his teachings were so profound and so amazing. He taught a class called Sociology of Responsibility. He taught a class called Love and Happiness, Space of Intimacy. So those classes and being in Ithaca, New York, Ithaca College, overlooking the Cayuga Lakes, I really felt connected to nature. I really felt it connected to the trees. Like I grew up in New York City. I'm a city boy. But being out, you know, in a place like Ithaca really, you know, was beautiful. And also traveling. I did my last year in college in Europe, and I did my internship in London, and so I did a little traveling there, and just seeing all these different places, not in the United States, was just amazing, beautiful. So Earth and Mother Earth and my connection to Earth has always been deeply rooted.
Yeah, I could see that. And you have a long tradition of doing this event, the annual World Peace Earth Day celebration. And just to remind everyone, it's going to be Saturday, April 21st at the New York Church, 114 East 35th Street, 6:30 p.m. till 9:45 p.m. And you can get more info at planetheart.org. So tell a little bit about the various cultivations and all the years you've been doing this. Is it your 11th or 12th year?
This is my 11th anniversary, and I started in 2007 down on East 4th Street at the Crane Theater. And, you know, interesting, back in 2007, Jody Sirota, who has been producing it with me for the past 2 years, she actually was in it in 2007. And Rick Olfick is always in it because he's actually We the World is connected to Planet Hearts. It's a project of We the World Planet Heart is a project of We the World. And Rick, I love his work, and I've been following We the World for many years. And actually, my inspiration for starting to do events started with him when I was doing 11 Days of Global Unity back in 2004. So in 2007, I had this burning desire to do an Earth Day event, but I wanted to infuse it with world peace. I was just calling. I got a calling to do this event and infuse world peace into Earth Day to have it an annual World Peace Earth Day celebration. So every year I've been hosting this event. And actually, for many years, I had at Jody Sirota's Meta Center in New York, which she had its beautiful center. And I have different people every year, and it's actually a subtitle of this event is Celebrating Our Planet, Healing Our Heart. And Planet Heart is the name of the project I called through, you know, I got a calling for. So that's, you got the heart and the planet in that subtitle, and that's what it really is. It's celebrating our planet, healing our heart. And we always have different inspirational speakers and music, meditation, celebrations for the Mother Earth, and it's just really a way for us to come together in a really conscious, safe community environment.
Excellent. And I have attended a number of those events as well, and they're always very rich, culturally rich, spiritually rich events, as I'm sure this one will be. So tell us something about our event that's coming up, the annual World Peace Earth Day celebration. This year is Saturday, April 21st. So tell us a little bit about who you invited to participate with you, who you're collaborating with. You know, what is that connection and what are they bringing to the table?
Sure. This year, I'm really excited to include people that I've known for many years, actually. Mitchell Rabin from A Better World. He's going to be emceeing and hosting this year's event. Mitchell has been doing A Better World for many years, which he'll be speaking on. Later on the show. He's just such a great, great person. I'm really honored to have him as part of this year. And we have Kurt Johnson. Kurt Johnson has been doing so many amazing things over the years. He's with Unity Earth, Interspirituality, and he's just not only an amazing speaker, but the work he's been doing is deeply rooted in interspirituality and interfaith, and it's science, and it's just, he's a phenomenal person. I've also known him for many years. Ron and Victoria Friedman of the Vistar Foundation, they're going to be their work is also extraordinary. They talk about collective awakening, and their work is also about the power and potential of collective intelligence. I mean, their work is really great, and it's also going to be experiential. So it'll be an opportunity for the audience to be part of their conversation. Jody Sirota will be part of this with doing her vibrational sound activations and her work. She's also producing it, and her work is just so extraordinary. So I'm looking forward to everybody, you know, experiencing her work again if they haven't ever experienced it before. Barbara Bijou, she does a lot of ceremonies and rituals, and she's been doing that for many, many years, and she's going to be on the call later too. And her work is extraordinary. You know, I met her back in 1996. So all these people I've known for many years. And we also have some music, and also, of course, Rick Ulfick will be sharing his work with We.net, We the World. We have a musician, his name is Pramik Russell Tugg. He's performed with Carlos Santana, Whitney Houston, Herbie Hancock. His work is extraordinary. He does a lot of different kinds of music with saxophones and flutes and wind synthesizers, and I'm really greatly happy to have him, and I think everybody is going to be really experiencing some beautiful sounds from him, along with Danny Allison, who's going to sing some songs with accompanied with him. So it's going to be a beautiful evening, and I'm also going to share a poem. I love sharing my work. It's just, you know, beautiful oneness poetry that I love sharing with people.
Excellent, excellent. So tell us what it is that you are hoping for the future. Because when we do events like this, we're adding energetically, certainly spiritually, into the collective unconscious, the collective conscious. How do you view this and, you know, bringing all these people together? How does that fold into your hopes and expectations for what will come in the coming years, in the future, in the world?
Thank you, Catherine. I feel that what's coming, we're living in unprecedented times, and I feel that more and more people are awakening to their own souls and realizing that they're connected to other people. And I really feel that that this energy, this frequency that's happening around the planet all over the world, that events like the one I'm doing on April 21st and have been doing and in the future coming, what's coming is change and transformation. I mean, yes, there's things still going on with shootings and all this other stuff, but this event, the energy, this infusion of this event is to the future, is to me feeling that it's going to be like an energy frequency of love, and just ricocheting that out, just being another vehicle of love happening on the planet that's just going to continue ricocheting that energy frequency of unity and love and peace, and honoring Mother Earth. And that I hope that this energy, you know, of people that attend and even people that are not able to attend, we might be live streaming. So please check my website, planetheart.org. If we are live streaming, you'll be able to experience this live, by the way. That the energy of this event will just continue ricocheting, and that the other events will continue doing what they're doing to create a better world.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining me, Andrew. We're going to also welcome some of the guests, as you described, joining us on today's program. So again, for those of you who want to connect, go to planetheart.org, and the event is Saturday, April 21, 6:30 p.m. till 9:45 p.m. It starts sharply, so you can get there early. Doors open at 6 p.m. The New York Church, 114 East 35th Street in New York City. Thanks again, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Joining me is Barbara Bijou. Barbara is a global wisdom keeper and an innovative agent of change and transformation. Barbara seamlessly integrates her extensive knowledge of practical spirituality, rituals, psychology, neuroscience, and business into her practice. Her greatest passion is marrying cross-cultural ancient rituals and applying them to current times, creating what she refers to as the alchemical art of ritual fusion. Barbara creates rituals for men and women going through all of life's transitions, as well as businesses, Broadway shows, and nonprofits. She is the author of two books and blogs for the Huffington Post, Mind Body Green, Thrive Global, RewireMe.com, and What Now, What Next. She is on the faculty of AMA, One Spirit Interfaith, and the New York Open Center, and has been featured in major publications including the New York Times, Oprah.com, and Psychology.com. So, very, very impressive. I want to welcome you, Barbara Bijou, to Heart of Mind Radio. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure. I love what you're doing.
Thank you very, very much. And I believe I'm introducing you for the first time to my listeners. You are participating in the upcoming annual World Peace Earth Day celebration, and that is Saturday, April 21st at the New York Church, 114 East 35th Street. People can find info on that at planetheart.org. But I'd like to take this opportunity, Barbara, to let people get to know a bit about who you are. So I would be really happy if you could give us, I guess, the condensed version, but how is it that you came to be, you know, this cross-cultural marrying of rituals and spirituality? It seems like there's a lot that you're offering, and I'd like to give people some sense of what this is.
Great. Well, you know, basically, like most of us, I started searching when I was very young, and then decided I was going to be a psychologist and went and studied psychology in college. And of course, when I left, then I decided that wasn't working for me. And basically traveled a lot. I traveled around the world, and I was fascinated by spiritual practices from other cultures. I really was, and I just wanted to kind of soak it up and learn everything that I could. So I, back in the early 80s, I started teaching meditation, a lot of personal growth workshops. And when people would say, why is it working? All I could say at the moment was, well, my teacher told me it works, or try it. I know it works for me. And then, you know, fast forward, all the neuroscience came out, and it really proved what I had been teaching for so many years and what all of these amazing shamans, priests, priestesses have taught me, that it really affects your brain. And that's when kind of the light bulb went off in my brain that said, well, you know, this neuroscience, psychology, and spirituality really are all the same. It's a way of languaging. It's what you do. And for me personally, ritual has always been my pathway to healing and transformation. So, you know, like anyone who finds something that works, you want to share it with people.
Absolutely. And so what are some of the practical things, if people wanted to begin to understand what a ritual is and what these spiritual practices are? And I say this because many people have been disconnected even from their own cultures in our modern day experience, and may want to connect back into cultural realities and understanding those gifts and how we can bring them into our current life. So maybe you could sort of amalgamate that into an answer.
Sure. Well, basically, for me, ritual is a way of shifting your consciousness from one level to another. And when we understand that the brain doesn't know the difference between me going into my shower and saying, I'm now releasing all my anger and negativity, and I come out, my brain reads it as real. It's done. There's a new space open. So when you set an intention and then you actually do something, your brain reads it as absolutely real. And as far as the spiritual comes, for me, anytime I'm stopping to honor any transition, whether it's waking up in the morning and saying thank you for this day, I'm also invoking the element of spirit to co-create my life with me. So, which is what our ancestors did all the time. I mean, they celebrated the solstices, the equinoxes, the new moon, birthdays, harvest, planting. Any time there was a shift or a change to be had, they took the moment to stop and understand that we are co-creating with nature, with God, with spirit, whatever you want to call it. And we've lost that. It's starting to come back, though. I'm hopeful. I see a lot of millennials coming to my workshops now, and I'm very hopeful that they really are understanding how important this is.
I think people are searching, because we live in a world that is very, very challenging economically. It's challenging even to hold on to one's humanity, because there's so much chaos about us. And I think people sort of immerse themselves, hide out in unhealthy things, be that,
absolutely,
you know, connected to the phone, connected to a bar, connected to coffee, whatever it is, that people tend to find refuge in things that ultimately will undermine their well-being. So maybe you can take a moment and speak to people in terms of broadening that spectrum and understanding that this is a real refuge as opposed to an addiction that might be sort of a false ritual.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we do so many, quote, rituals that I call rote rituals. They don't have any connection to us, so they don't have a deeper meaning. And it's important to weave into your day. I mean, I'm a big believer in what I call practical spirituality. I live in New York City, and I have to do things and teach my clients how to do things when, you know, you have four subway stops and you need that time to just go in. So I like to be able to do very quick things as well as, you know, self-nourish in larger amounts of time. But the most important thing is how you start your day and how you end your day. So I know it's been written about a lot, but you can't start a day without stopping. For me, it's giving gratitude. I have a prayer I say every morning. And then to take time, whether it's to do traditional meditation, write in your journal. You can walk your dog in the morning and make that a connection to earth and, you know, your animal and your life. But you need to do something that starts your day with that really intention. That intentionality is crucial. And you'll feel so different. I remember lecturing down at Wall Street once, and people are saying, oh, I have no rituals. I said, really? What happens if you don't get your coffee and your Wall Street Journal in the morning? And they all looked at me and they went, oh, my day is ruined. I said, okay, so that's your grounding ritual. You know, it doesn't have to be chanting Om. It's a way of stopping and going in and clearing out space. Otherwise, you have no room for nothing, you know, anything else that's new.
And it seems that it really is getting people to understand and recognize that this is almost a natural facet of being a human being, that, you know, having ritual space, having traditions, having certain kind of connections. And then if people can come to comprehend that this is just a natural part of how we exist, then we can come to choose, well, maybe this is not a healthy way to do it. And rather than sort of looking down on the meditation and the other stuff as if it might be, you know, a little woo-woo, you could say, well, wait a minute, if I'm doing this anyway, how do I create a search within my life to find the things that will support me in a real substantial way? And to me, that's how I see what you're talking about.
Absolutely. I mean, it really brings the sacred into ordinary moments. And I think that's really important. Our ancestors understood this way better than we do. So just taking a moment to take a deep breath, like, for example, my prayer in the morning before I get out of bed is, Spirit Most High, I love you, and I open myself to receive your love. Spirit Friends, I love you, and I open myself to receive your love. And then I say my own name, Barbara, I love you, and I open myself to receive your love. And I do that every morning before I even put my feet on the ground. And it sets something, you know, a connection that's way, way deeper. It's like plugging into a battery, charging, you know, your phone, your computer, and really upgrading yourself. You know, we spend so much time bringing our computers and our phones and everything in to be updated, but we forget about updating ourselves. And it's really crucial to take care of ourselves, or we can't be useful in this planet.
So true, too. Very, very true. So we are also letting people know that this event is coming up, the annual World Peace Earth Day celebration, and it's presented by Planet Heart in association with We the World and Jody Sirota, Saturday, April 21st, 2018, 6:30 p.m. sharp till 9:45 p.m. Doors open at 6 p.m. at the New York Church, 114 East 35th Street in New York, and you can connect with this information and get the discounted advance tickets by going to planetheart.org. So I'd love for you to give us your sense, Barbara, of your connection, your work to this grander understanding that we have a whole planet to uplift, and maybe put that into context, and also let people know how they can connect with you directly.
Well, first of all, you know, we live on an amazing planet that is alive, whether people are aware of it or not. And I think more people are becoming aware of it. And as we take the time to really honor our planet and take care of her, it comes back to us, you know, a thousandfold. So I'm going to be doing a ritual of really connecting to the earth and our personal connection and what we can do to really co-create and partner with Mother Earth. And if you can't be there, you can do something as simple as, you know, plant something. You know, just one tree gives enough oxygen for a family of four for an entire year. We forget that our survival depends on this planet. Or take a cup of water and go out to the park and just say thank you and bless it and offer it to the earth. We need to be in partnership. The ancient rituals, as I said before, they did a ritual for planting. They did a ritual for the harvest. They understood our lives depend on our relationship with Mother Earth. And we are starting to do that again. And I'm really delighted. Even in my building in New York City, we're composting now. So I think there is a new consciousness that's starting to come up. And it takes each one of us to make a commitment, even a tiny one, to move into partnership with our planet that can really change things dramatically.
That's so, so true. And I think that this is a good way to start that process, or even to connect, ground oneself, and begin down this path. And I believe that events like this are ways for people to awaken their own consciousness about these issues and connect with people who have a shared awareness, shared consciousness. So it's great for people to do that. And if people want to connect with you directly, do you have a website or?
I do. Mm-hmm. My website is Barbara Bijou, B-I-Z as in zebra, I-O-U.com. And I have at least 60 free videos on my website, as well as a lot of information about, you know, upcoming workshops and private rituals that people can do. So I would love to hear from people, or email me at barbara@barbarabijou.com.
Excellent, excellent. So I'm glad you were able to join us for today's broadcast.
I am too.
Thank you for taking the time.
Oh, thank you so much. And again, I think you're really making a huge difference in the world. And I love that you're bringing community together via what you do. So thank you.
All right. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
And welcome. You're listening to Heart of Mind, radio for the new millennium. Joining me now is Jody Sirota. Jody is a life-changing metaphysical educator, channel, vibrational healer, and professional artist. Her in-depth intuitive abilities and her remarkable sound healing powers are used to create initiations and activations that instantly make major shifts in consciousness and healing. She holds individual channeled sessions, teaches classes, and creates multimedia concerts and events for personal growth, transformation, and the creative process. She is a co-author of the book Healing the Heart of the World from Elite Books, and she is also the owner and creator of Meta Center New York. And as well, for this very event that we are speaking about today, Jody Sirota is one of the creators of this event, doing it in partnership with Planet Heart and We the World. The event itself is the annual World Peace Earth Day celebration, and it is taking place on Saturday, April 21st, 6:30 to 9:45 p.m. You might want to get there early at 6 p.m. The doors open up. The New York Church, 114 East 35th Street, that's in New York City, and you can get ticket information at planetheart.org. The advance cost is a savings to the at-door cost, but you can make that choice for yourself. But let's go back, and I want to make sure that we get connected, Jody. Not everyone has heard you, though you've been on the program several times. But you have a long history here in New York of creating spaces for people to make these connections with your work with the Meta Center New York. Can we give people some introduction, if brief, about your work and that commitment you've been bringing for many, many years now?
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on your show. It's good to talk to you again. I've been doing my work for many, many years, over 30-something years, and I was guided many, many years ago when I was about 19 years old, which was even earlier than that. Something shifted in my consciousness at that time, just because of an event that took place in my life. The event wasn't so great, but it actually brought me into a whole new level of consciousness. And at that point, I was guided to to know that my work, other than being an artist, my background is painting. And now at this point, I do painting with the purpose of visual vibration for healing. So my work was all became about consciousness raising and healing, personal growth and creativity. And so a lot of my work, I opened up really fully, and I was always interested in all this work, but not because I thought I was going to be doing it, but it became something that became a mission. And I opened up and became a channel where I started to channel in all sorts of high beings, high guides that were from higher dimensions, and always for the purpose, again, of consciousness raising and healing and personal growth. And what happened is, through the process, I was guided to do individual channeled Akashic record readings, which are the readings of your soul. It's like a library of your soul that I tap into, that my guides tap into. And they bring through guidance about how to understand what you're here for, and your gifts, and helping you to bring forth more of who you are in your higher consciousness and living a higher conscious living, as well as being expressive in your life and clearing any karmic patterning. And so I still do that, and I also got guided to create all sorts of events. A lot of my work is about bringing people together. I mean, on the planet, there's so much going on that seems to be confusing to people at this time, especially. The work that I do helps to sort of bring some kind of clarity within them in relation to who they are in relation to being on this planet as humans in physical form. And there's a whole time period now with the ascension process, which I can explain in a second. But my work also became, as I was doing my work, sound started coming through me when I used to do hands-on healing work, which I don't do as much anymore. But sound would come through, and information would come through me, and sounds from other dimensions, and then these light languages. I still work with ancient crystal skulls. There's one called Max, the ancient crystal skull. I put my hands on that, and that ignited me to awaken to a whole other level of something else that was these languages of light that come through and help to awaken people and activate your codes of consciousness. So everything I do is always about bringing people into a higher level of their consciousness and being able to express that in this life and hopefully enjoy being human, being spirit in human form. And so a lot of what's gone on the planet now is all about ascension. And it's only four times in history where we've had this alignment with stargates and things of that nature with the Earth, so that it opens up a space for all these transmissions of light to come through and love to awaken our hearts to be connected to everything. So through that whole process, I just started gathering people, and I eventually, they told me I was going to create a center, which I did, the Meta Center, Multidimensional Education and Transformational Arts Center, which my guides gave me that name. And it was a true metaphysical center for about 9.5 years, and then they raised our rent and we had to close. But I'm still looking for the possibility of going to another venue, but looking for support financially to create that at this point. So all of these things keep bringing me to new levels of my own consciousness and helping other people with the same. And the need for that at this time is really about gathering people together and doing the things like you're doing at this time of bringing people, you know, connecting to many people through all your shows that you're doing. And Andrew and I are doing, Andrew Kane and I are doing this show together for the Earth Day and World Peace celebration. So it's all about connecting, being here, being on the earth, being in our bodies, keeping our hearts open for connection through unity, unified consciousness through an open heart. A long answer to your first question there.
No, it's beautiful, because I think we are learning to think and speak, communicate, and understand our reality in this sort of quantum way. And so, you know, I could ask a question that could have multiple implications. So I think it's great that you are responding in an expansive way. What I'd like for you to do also is to make that question, that connection, because you work on this level of energy. And sometimes people don't understand that we are ourselves multidimensional. We have spirit guides, but in a way, we can think of our guides as our relations, sort of like your uncle, your aunt, your spirit guide.
Right.
And so that's how I kind of look at these things.
Hopefully support systems.
Yeah. And so, but also, you know, that the fact that we're living on an earth that's alive and has an energy and a consciousness, and how we can just expand ourselves through making these connections and being willing to be open to the messages that are coming through. So, for instance, as you say, you have messages coming through you for people who might not understand what that means. Maybe you could put into the context of our multidimensional selves.
Well, I work multidimensionally. That means being understanding that we're here on the earth, but this is only I understand it as from my own experience, but that we are first spirit. We're first, I look at it as God, consciousness, if people can use universal, cosmic, whatever words you want to use, but that we're etheric beings. We're actually energy. We're physical, spiritual beings that are incarnating at this particular time on the planet into physical existence. And so that we actually do, we also have a higher part of ourselves, even in the human form, that still exists, that's part of the greater whole of consciousness. So as if there's a greater, and I think of it as vibration or energy, because that's exactly what it is, even scientifically. It's been proven we are molecules vibrating a certain frequency, and as you keep awakening your consciousness, I do it through meditation, other people might do it through chanting, other people might do it just through being kind-hearted, just being open to being there for themselves and other people, being nurturing and open, but through meditation for me, and also through working with sound, through my voice, I bring through these higher frequencies that come through, but I also work with, I have particular guides, and I work with many guides. Some people work with one guide. It's like having your own, I can't think of the word, but just like, you know, you're having helpers, and some people also bring through, I do this as well, bring through people who've passed on, I believe in all the different dimensions and different time frames and past lives, and that everything affects us and how we are today, how we view through the lens of what's gone on with ourselves through different incarnations. So for me, what's happened is I expanded and opened at some point. It's like my heart opened and my whole, it's like a conduit for higher dimensional beings to come through me and speak through me and give information for myself and for other people, for higher reasons, to understand themselves that we are here in this particular experience, and also being here with the Earth. But there's a particular alignment on the planet, or with the planet, of these stargates that aligns a particular way of having energy transmitted to the planet, as well as to all the inhabitants of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're coming into ourselves more, we're even opening whether we're even consciously aware of it. I believe that there's a higher conscious choice that we made before we even got here, knowing we'd be on the planet while all these changes were taking place, and we would be part of that in some way. And some people are doing the kind of work that you and I are doing in different ways to just awaken people. Other people are being in their regular day-to-day existence, but their presence affects people. We all affect, everyone affects something. Everybody makes a difference by being here. Like when someone leaves by dying, we feel we're missing them. We miss them in their lives. They've made a difference in our lives. So, but the ascension process, I just wanted to talk about that because spiritual people are talking about the idea of ascension. It's a time of becoming aware of ourselves as higher conscious beings that have all the gifts of whatever we would perceive as God or higher consciousness, to have all those gifts within ourselves while on the planet and understanding and embodying the fullness of being here as spirit in physical form and hopefully enjoying the journey of being here. But also we make a difference by expressing ourselves, which full empowerment is really full expression of self. But this whole process of ascension, people are awakening and opening and expanding their sensory perceptions. They're becoming more intuitive. They're becoming more able to, they're heightening their awareness just by being here, especially at this time on the planet. There's a lot of things happening because of the timing, this divine timing for all these changes.
And you're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. Joining me is Mitchell J. Rabin, M-A-L-A-C. Mitchell Rabin is an international speaker, workshop leader, holistic coach, and host producer of A Better World Radio and TV on the air weekly since 1993. He is the founder and CEO of A Better World Foundation, a nonprofit organization which uses media, education, communications, and social enterprise to promote humane and eco-sensitive values with forward-creating sacred stewardship. Mitchell has a background in psychology, acupuncture, stress management, and uses neuropsychology in his work with clients in their personal and business lives. Mitchell founded and was director of a stress reduction center in New York City called the Center for Creative Well-Being. He has also helped to start several green companies dealing with correcting water and air pollution, as well as sick building syndrome and renewable energy. Mitchell is VP on the board of directors of FIONS, on the advisory boards of World Water Rescue Foundation, New York City, Partnerships for Change, Source of Energy Foundation, and All Faith Seminary in New York City. He is on the board of directors of an NGO, Institute for Global Education. Mitchell is also on the advisory board of Emerald City, USA, a new model green city near Miami, Florida, and he writes for the HuffPost, or Huffington Post. So hello and welcome, Mitchell.
Hello, Catherine.
And you have been a guest on Heart of Mind many times for many years, but people may be hearing you for the first time. So if you could give a little synopsis.
It's been a while, right? We used to actually co-host a number of shows back in the day.
This is true. And so let's update people a bit on who you are. And of course, you've done so much that you can't regale at all. But, you know, in your essence, why are you here? What is your mission? What's important to you? And how has that shown up for you in the work that you create on the world?
Beautiful question. I like that. It really gets to the heart of things. Well, I guess that's appropriate with Heart of Mind Radio. So, good. My organization, Catherine, really tells a lot of my soul secret, which is a better world. And I guess I came into this world with some sense of service and wanting to make a contribution to the world. But I thought my role here was to make the world a better place for all beings, all sentient beings, really. And that's what I've been doing. I set out in the field of psychology because at a very early age, I grew up during the Vietnam years, and I saw that, well, in my humble assessment, the adults were crazy. And I thought there was a very serious problem in seeking to resolve conflict simply by shooting each other's brains out and dropping bombs and the like. And that, in fact, was what at age 13 and 14 I saw on the nightly news and in the newspapers and the like. And I asked my parents about, why is this happening? I mean, aren't there perhaps more elegant diplomatic ways to go about resolving differences between people than killing them? And, of course, they didn't have much to say except for, yeah, people are troubled. And so I took that rather seriously. I tried first using politics as the mechanism to create change by getting my friends to sign petitions and sending them off by postage stamp to politicians, you know, congresspeople and all. I was doing that at ages 15, 16, and 17. But by 17, I sort of realized that that whole mindset of a political will to war was the problem itself. It's the issue of mind that is in disarray and a troubled heart and mind that was creating the legislation that allowed war and other war against our dear planet. So that's why I went into the field of psychology. Because I like to tell people I was Jewish and I ate a lot of Chinese food as a youngster, I got very interested in Chinese medicine. And maybe as a remedy for all of that Chinese food. But I had a natural inclination toward both the Indian and the Chinese ancient wisdom. And so I was studying Tai Chi Chuan at the age of 21, and I kind of just kept growing in that space and appreciating it more and more deeply as time went on, the Taoist meditation, and then Qigong, and found myself in acupuncture school. So I brought together psychology and acupuncture, so it was very much I was kind of a mind-body type, if you will, from very early in my professional life, and I've been on that ever since. And I've integrated the planet into that, quite honestly, meaning that the planet is an extension of us. We're an extension of the planet. I am a big, big advocate of holistic and systems thinking. And that's why I do what I do. I teach. I use the airwaves. I use my work as a coach and therapist with my clients to sort of bring forward this idea of holistic systems understanding of the mind and the body, and body and mind to planet. And that's really where I feel most comfortable and like hanging out in and feel like I can make the biggest difference.
Indeed, indeed. And over the years that I've known you, I have to say that you have been remarkably consistent and dedicated and deep into this journey, as it was, always on point and on focus with regard to this healing process. And that's really important that we, you know, acknowledge each other's journey. And so I really have a lot of respect for what you're doing. And I know that you are actually the MC and host of the event coming up, and it is the annual World Peace Earth Day celebration. It's presented by Planet Heart in association with We the World and Jody Sirota. And you yourself, Mitchell J. Rabin, are the MC for this event, so that means you'll be that person that's holding it all together and, you know, sort of bringing it forth for us all to connect with. But just to remind people, it's Saturday,
God April willing, 20- I'll hold it together, right?
Exactly. Saturday, April 21st, 2018, 6:30 p.m. sharp to 9:45 p.m. Doors open at 6. Come early to get your seat. New York City Church, New York New Church, 114 East 35th Street in New York. And you can get an advance ticket, which will save you a little bit, by going to www.planetheart.org. You can connect through the phone, 212-222-5432. That, again, is 212-222-5432. So I wanted to just get that out there so people can connect.
Yes, I'm glad. We want a lot of people to come, Catherine. We want your whole audience to show up, because every year I've been part of this off and on, I should say, for a number of years. And in fact, the last time I was moderating a panel on green technologies, I think it was, that Andy asked me to do. And I had also invited a colleague of yours and mine, Gary Null, to be the keynote speaker. That was at the Supid Center, and we had a lot of fun, and Gary was entertaining, as usual, and we had a great time. And some years before, at the Meta Center, at Jody's wonderful Meta Center, I also, Andy asked me to host and MC that one as well, and I've been there off and on over the years, because it's a real celebration. It's coming from a very deep place inside Andy and us all of wanting to honor our beautiful Earth and honor what we feel should be its peaceful reign. So it's a time of celebration and of some humility looking at all that's going on the planet and seeking to bring forward our positive energy into the space. And that's really what goes on collectively.
Excellent. And I do recommend that people connect in order to join together in that celebration, the annual World Peace Earth Day celebration. Actually, it's coming very soon, Saturday, April 21st. But I think also, Mitchell, that people may want to connect with you in the work that you do. So can you give us a place or a point of connection if they want to explore or watch all of your amazing video that you've been doing for years and years and years and years?
Yes, yes. Oh, sure, Catherine, sure. You can go to, if you want to hear, really have a radio archive that's for free at www.abetterworld.tv. And then we're on the air every Monday evening at 7 p.m. in Manhattan on television, cable community television, public access at 7 o'clock. And depending on your type of service provider will determine the actual channel for Fios, for Verizon. It's channel 35. I know that because I have it. Or you can watch it online through the same website, abetterworld.tv. And on the upper right-hand corner, it says click to watch. It's webcast at the same time that it's aired on television. And the radio archive is there also for free. And we also actually sell our DVDs after we air them publicly for free. We then package them up and put them on our Amazon store for sale for, you know, like around $20. Some people like to have it to watch over and over again. Mm-hmm. And and if people are interested in sessions and doing some work with biofeedback, which basically reads the energy field of the body, and, you know, mind and body, emotions, everything, and work with stress reduction and counseling, you can contact me at 212-420-0800, 212-420-0800, or by email at mjr@abetterworld.net, mjr@abetterworld.net, or visit the website mitchellraben.com. That's more of the work I do.
Okay, that's excellent.
With individuals.
You know, it's difficult to make those connections sometimes because we have so many different things that we're doing in our life. You know, you're connected and you're emceeing this event, which is, you know, a beautiful event. And again, it is the annual World Peace Earth Day celebration, Saturday, April 21st at the New York New Church, 114 East 35th Street. Go to planetheart.org to get more info on that. And I would say that I have certainly been working with Mitchell J. Raben over the years in different events, different issues.
You've
collaborating,
been a guest on
connecting.
Our show here too, Catherine.
So it's like I'm talking to an old friend. So I think that for people who are exploring this in your life, this is a good place to start. If you want to explore video, if you want to explore through talking to somebody and experiencing some of the modalities that Mitchell shares, I certainly think that that's a good place to start. So thank you, Mitchell, for joining me today.
My pleasure.